Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we get some foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round till we decide a winner, Nick. What can you do when you decide to step foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. Nick has created my own personal hell, and he has put me into it. He surprises me with an early morning text saying, hey, we should record, when we weren't planning on it. So then I didn't have time to eat breakfast. I show up, and we're talking about best breakfast food. So now I got to sit here for the next 4 hours, hungry as hell, talking about things I wish I had. Thanks, Nick. Thank you for that. Thanks for aligning the stars in such a way.
I've never, I don't think most people would consider me to be, you know, like Machiavellian, plotting, planning, so precise with how I can cut you down and destroy your empire. And I'm going to tell you, all cards on the table. This has been 3 years in the making. Because I'm not that good at it.
Because Nick, never once has Nick texted me saying, hey, we should record today on a day we haven't scheduled a week ahead to record. And two, we should do it earlier than usual. Yep. This isn't Nick at all.
3 years. And I hope that through the course of this recording, as we go through and we record our four episodes today, I hope we see the destruction of you, of your psyche, of your spirit, of your soul, until eventually I have to narrate you going out samurai style.
Exactly. On giving my own yourself, blade, dude. Yep. This is exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to go upstairs. It's going to be probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, Kath, I'm going to get breakfast now. And she'll be like, I just ate lunch. And I'll be like, shut up and get in the car. We're going to breakfast now.
And she's like, you don't talk to me like that, Cody. That's not true. Okay. And then there we go. Boom. I've broken you down. This is,
it's the long con. This is
for the first time we ever met when I mentioned like, oh, where'd you get your cool May shirt? Cause nowhere else in the world had the band May t-shirts. He's like, I don't know, man, the internet.
That was the first thing I said.
It was, and that was pretty rude. I was just trying to be friendly with you, man. I was just trying to be friends and I've never forgiven this. And so this is my deep con. Like everything I've ever done has been towards this moment. So fingers crossed. I ruin your life here. And
it's the long con, and this is the way to do it, dude. I respect what you've put together here.
Thank you. 15 years of friendship, all for this. Folks, here we are in Group A. Like Cody said, made a list of the 16 best breakfast items, sent that to our bracketologist. They kicked it back. We're going to go over this in four different groups. Here we are in Group A until we get to our final four. And here we are in Group A, where we're going to talk about the number one seed, steak and eggs, going up against the 16 seed cereal. And then we have the 8 seed eggs Benedict going up against the 9 seed pastries. One thing to note about this bracket, just to be clear, is that you can assume everything is allowed to have a potato and meat side along with it. Just want to get that out there, unless it doesn't make sense. But Cody, where do you want to start? What is right now? Out of this list, what do you want?
Let's start with steak and eggs and cereal, Nick. Here's the thing.
The most number one seed that's maybe ever number one seeded in a bracket.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They earned it. But I know who I am when I'm eating cereal. I don't come from much, right? I'm a man of meager upbringing. And I've carved out this little kingdom for myself. And when I eat cereal, I belong here. I understand. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck do I think I am when I get steak and eggs, dude? Who fucking died and made me king that I deserve steak and eggs?
This is why I can't order it, because I worry the waitress is going to say that. Oh, big spender over here. Oh, we got a celebrity in the house at a Denny's where they are serving you steak that is essentially glued together pieces of meat that they're like, I don't know, it looks like a steak. Yeah, that's close enough. Like, these are never you couldn't go to like a nice high-end quality Ruth Chris steakhouse and for breakfast they'll be like, yeah, we're serving, of course, steak and eggs. Like, no, we're not going to use our great steak and pair it with just a side of scrambled eggs. What the fuck is wrong with you? But like, but if I go to a Denny's and I see it, I'm like, there's no way I could afford this.
But it's got this, yeah, but it has this air about it, like steak and eggs, man. It's the number one seed, and we're both like, okay, yeah, well done getting the number one seed. Has anyone ever fucking eaten it?
Yeah, right. Does anyone know?
Has anyone ever actually eaten it? I've done steak and eggs at one time. I remember getting steak and eggs. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking it. Guys, it's a big fucking piece of meat with an egg on it. I don't know what to tell you. Why have we put it on this pedestal?
I feel like it's stepdads or like it's like mom's boyfriends or the people who eat steak and eggs to like really show off. Like, no, I'm doing all right. You guys. Why don't you bring your kids out and we'll go to Denny's. I'm happy. I'll pay. No, I'd love to meet your kids. And you go there and then you're like, I don't know. I'll have a grand slam. And he's like, I'm going to have the steak and eggs, please. Extra steak, extra eggs. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
I'm banging your mom and it's okay.
Yeah, like you're just like, oh, is that not everyone else's example? Is everyone else like, that's not the situation. I would have maybe said like a trucker, like a nice long haul.
When you order steak and eggs, you're basically saying, hey, kid, you're going to want me around for your second Christmas. You know, I'm going to hook you up, fat dog.
You're gonna get that Megazord this year, kid. If you're not a dick to me in front of your mom, you're gonna get that Megazord, child. I promise you this.
Hey, bro, if you wingman and help me hit, I'm gonna hook you up, bro. I got steak and eggs money. I got steak and eggs money, dude.
Got that steak and eggs money, kid. You ain't never seen a Christmas like this before. Just gotta let it go down, okay?
I gotta lock in cereal though. Steak and eggs, dude. I'm convinced. I've only had it once, and I think I was the only one that ever ordered it. Like, all these restaurants are just waiting for somebody that's not a divorced dad to do it.
The only time I've ever had it is at my house. Because I've then been like, I've looked in my, been like, oh, got some leftover steak from last night. I guess I'll whip up some eggs along the side. And I will say, it's tasty. Like, steak, I get why.
I mean, I like steak, but like, the last thing I want is an egg with it. I don't need. What are we doing here? Steak for dinner.
It is so clearly just a way to flex for no reason. Breakfast didn't need a flex, and then steak and eggs was like, well, just in case.
Yeah.
Could you? Oh my god! I just couldn't even imagine if I was sitting with like a group of friends, and it's like we're all there for a brunch. Everyone's having a good time. Someone's like, okay, can I get a mimosa? And I'm going to do the eggs Benny. Thank you. That sounds so good. And then the next person's like, black coffee, steak, and eggs. I'd be like, oh.
Fuck? What? Which one of us are you trying? Who are you trying to sleep with at this table?
Whose mom are you trying to hook up with here now? I just stand up at the table and I'm like, you're not fucking my mom, dude.
Yeah, I grab his coffee and spill in his face. Leave Rhonda alone. I got your back, by the way. If I'm ever at that table with you, nope. No Hezzy on that. Anybody.
It goes down quick like that, okay? Yeah, no, I'm with you here. Steak and eggs is a dream. It's a luxury. It's something that to this day I can never aspire to. It's the same as it's one of those things you're like, I'll just never be able to afford that. The mini bar at the hotel. We just grew up poor enough that there's just things. Thank God my phone now has the internet and I don't have to log into it like you did on like a flip phone where you're like, I got to burn this thing. I'm so sorry I ruined my family's financial future. I accidentally clicked the internet button on my cell phone and now I've ruined us.
Now none of us are going to college.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. Yeah, cereal has to move on. We'll talk about it in the next round where it will go up against either the 8-seed Eggs Benedict or the 9-seed pastry. Cody, I have a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
How good do you have to be as a chef that you can be a traitor to a new inspiring country? And they're still like, yeah, I mean, that dude sucks, but he did make that sick egg, that sick egg dish. Homeboy did. Hey man, the treason sucks. That sucks, man. We really thought he had our back, but man, he had that sauce that he put on. Little egg McMuffin. I love that shit, dude. We can.
He's in the history books.
Yeah,
Benedict Arnold, and then the history books. There's like a little asterisk there, and when you go to the back and read it, it's like dog did make fire breakfast though.
Yeah,
like everybody, like he was sleeping with all the founding father moms. It was so easy for him.
If anyone dare tell you that this man, you can say a lot of bad things about Benedict Arnold, and most of them are true. But you will know yourself a liar if they tell you he wasn't really great at breakfast though. Like he never really put together a good meal. That's a lie. This is one thing that man could do.
Between Eggs Benedict and pastry, they do have one thing in common, right? And that is, I do like them both for breakfast, but I almost never will make them at home at all.
Yeah,
I
no,
try
these
to...
are outside of the home. I don't even know. I'm sure I'm missing like five different tools to make Eggs Benedict. I'm like, I must not have all the equipment to do this yet. I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't think I have it yet. I don't know.
I don't know what special equipment you need to make Eggs Benedict, but I assume it's expensive and that it is NASA grade.
And I have to go to like France. Like I have to first go to France. You have to take like a culinary class. Like I don't have the time to whip up Eggs Benedict at the house. Like we're just gonna, we'll go out for eggs. And same with pastry, right? Like you said, like I don't have time to be folding all those layers of dough. With
oh
a nice
God.
Pat of butter, then I gotta fold that pat into it. No, I don't have time.
Yeah, I've had family members ask if I'm ever gonna make croissants, and I'm like, I don't know. Do you want to pay for me to quit my job?
Right. Yeah.
Give me a full time job.
Right. Are you gonna pay for all me to go to Cordon Bleu and learn the dark arts of pastry making? Because also these are one of those things that like I feel like even if you, a lot of times people want to say like. Oh, God, you just can't beat home cooking, you know? That you just can't beat. I'd rather have it made in front, you know, at my house. I know what's going into it, and I don't have to worry about, you know, paying too much. Nah, man, you pay money for good Eggs Benedict and a good pastry.
Oh,
like,
because so,
you ain't
going
to, you're not going to get
both
close.
Worth it. No, a good Eggs Benedict? Dude, I will drive 45 minutes to a brunch spot just for an Eggs Benedict. Easy.
No, straight up. If I'm in San Diego, there's a place that does actually, okay, technically it is, it's like a, they do use steak, but instead of the ham, but their Eggs Benny, I will, like when I'm in town, people are like, it's not that, like, they're like, it's overall not, it's an okay place, but I'm like, no, that Eggs Benny for me, that's where it's at. Like, I gotta have it. I got to, it's so good. But here's the thing is like, how many, I don't even want to say in a year, in a 5 year period, Tony. In a five-year period, how many Eggs Benedicts are you having?
Five.
You need, like, is this one a year? Did you get
I'm
really
like a
hot
one-a-year
one time?
Guy,
like,
yeah.
I love Eggs Benedict. Grind through five of them, and you're like, oh, yeah, I haven't had them since.
That's the thing. Yeah, so what I'm going to say, like, when I want Eggs Benedict, I will stop at nothing to get a good Eggs Benedict. And I found out where they are, but I'm not going to do it, like, a lot. It's not a craving that hits me a lot. But pastries, I'm down in these bad boys all the time. Sometimes, Catherine, take out your phone. Sometimes I'll sneak to Breadsmith and get myself a little treat, you know? Just a little treat.
Just on the way. Just on the way.
That's right next door to my accounts. I got to stop in and make sure everything's
pop
fresh.
That's got to pop exactly. in. Just see what popped out the up. Hey, what just came out? Yeah. Two of those. Oh, for you and Catherine?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. No, of course. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, for sure.
This is obviously a joke. I don't have secret cinnamon roll treats without telling my wife. Why would I do that?
Why? What's wrong with your eye, Cody? You keep it. Just one eye just keeps fluttering at me. Really
that
big
a stroke,
though.
Having a stroke.
Oh, okay. That's what that is.
Don't worry about it. It's just a stroke. So here's the problem though. Do we put Eggs Benedict? What? Oh my God, Nick, I'm having a realization. Are Eggs Benedict and steak and eggs both on a pillar for no reason? Have we put them on these pedestals? These pedestals of wealth that we shouldn't have? Like
it is like if these left a menu, you would, it's funny because it would leave a hole. Like there's something about if I go to a diner and I don't see steak and eggs or like Eggs Benedict, I don't trust this place, but I have no intention of ordering those items.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever. I'm like, no, I need to know that you could make them and that you have the ingredients to do that. Because that says something about maybe where you're getting your produce from, I guess, or something. I don't know.
It speaks to me as a person that you can do this.
That you value yourself, maybe. That you aspire to a higher level. But I really do just want, like, you just toss on some French toast for me. Thank you so much. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah. Nick, I think I'm going to say this because no one's ever said it to me. You're good enough for Eggs Benedict and steak and eggs, my dude.
Tony, hold on. I want to take that in, but now I want you to hear it. So just now I need you to listen. Cody, you're good enough for steak and eggs or Eggs Benedict if you want it.
Jesus Christ, man.
Feel
I'm gonna
that.
Cry over here.
I want everyone to listen. Go into a mirror and you go look in that mirror and you tell yourself, I'm good enough for
steak and
eggs and Eggs Benedict.
If you're listening,
it is at most $3 more.
Nick, shut up for a second. Hey, listener, you're good enough.
Good enough.
We're proud of you, and you deserve steak and eggs Benedict.
You worked really hard this week.
Yeah.
And you're hungry, okay? You're hungry.
So fucking hungry.
And you know what's going to feel really okay. That's okay. I do want to mention that because I feel strongly about pastry. I think pastry has supported me much more in my life, obviously. But what do we want? Is there anything to be said about the fullness factor?
Absolutely. Right? Actually, here's my problem with pastry. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, if there's pastry, do I take one? But one's not going to fill me up. I can't take two. Do I get two? Like, if I order two croissants, the waiter's going to be like, oh, you have something coming?
Yeah, like, right. Like, well, what am I going to do different between the, like, that's the thing too, is it's always like, and if Cody, I think we've done this. There's a great patisserie in my neighborhood. I think we took you there.
Yeah, we did. Like, we all got different stuff and cut it up and shared.
We all loaded up on pastries. And so we're all like, everyone's like getting a bite of everyone's and we're all trying a bunch of them. At the end of the day, I'm not full.
Yeah, and we went to an early lunch, if I recall. We dropped off the wives and me and you then went and ate. So like,
right, at the next spot we go to, like, hey, does this place have like food though? Because I could nibble on something. If maybe we'd get a small plate of something, or I could just get a full plate for myself because I'm starving.
There's no messing around. You get Eggs Benedict. That's a meal that I eat. The Eggs Benedict. I don't have to eat Eggs Benedict and a pastry. I don't have to get two pastries. I don't have to get crazy with it. I just eat the food in front of me.
Yeah. I think the problem is that we are having the right conversation, but for the wrong champion. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, pastry has been there. So like, we've said croissants, but you could include in their strudels. You could include in their bear claws. You could include in their like little, the popovers. The pastry, the world is open to you in this moment. And so many of those, while not being filling for me, it's hard for me to say that makes a complete breakfast. I am ecstatic if I walk in and on a buffet line, there's just some little strudels that are like, hey, just grab yourself one. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm locking in Eggs Benedict because I thought of it this way. If I, like, I'm going, we're getting, going to bed, right? And someone's like, hey, in the morning, don't worry, I got breakfast. We're going to go out. I got the spot for breakfast, right? It's my favorite, blah, blah, blah. And then we get to a pastry place. I feel like I was lied to. This isn't breakfast. At some point, this is no longer, it is a breakfast food, but it doesn't feel like a breakfast.
Hey, Cody, so you just want to talk shit about the fun weekend I thought we had? So that's what you're... Oh, cool, man. No. Just say that out loud in front of everyone. Like, hey, if you take me to... As I just told everyone, that's what we did. If you do that, go fuck yourself. I fucking hate you, you piece of shit.
That lame-ass time Nick was talking about? I fucking hated it. So here I am.
So for that, I'm definitely not going with pastry. Probably one of the worst days of my life.
I hated it.
And I've been to the funerals of my family members, okay?
I buried my loved ones. I'm not kidding, Eggs Benedict. Nick, also, we deserve it.
No, and I needed to hear that, though. Like, I needed to hear that today. Of all days, this day, I needed that. So thank you. Well, we will settle this the only way we know how with the American Voting Coin of 2004, as brought to you by random.org. We got John Kerry facing up, which means George Bush is on the other side. Low seed gets picked. That's going to be me with pastry. I got to go. Oh, man, this is tough because I'm like, John Kerry is a Benedict boy.
He is. For sure.
He's a little Benedict boy. And
Bush will down half dozen donuts easy.
These aren't donuts. Donuts are coming up. I want to be. Those are special. We say those are being saved. But he gets down. He gets down on a strudel. Ooh. All right, a turnover? God, I love turnover. All right, we're going to flip.
Can you turn it down, a turnover?
George Bush. All right. Yes. Pastry moving on into the next round, where it's going to go up with cereal. Cereal is like,
a G, dog. We did, for the record, we did do a whole season on best cereal as well. Go listen to that. If we don't talk about specific cereals, that's why. We've already talked about it.
We've done this. And go check it out. Shout out Film Fawn as well. They were on that season talking about that with us, gave us the list. And cereal is like, that is your childhood best friend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You're like, ride or die, dude.
There's never been, it's one of the very few things in life I feel like I couldn't say no to.
Cereal is the ultimate tracker of the economy for me. When sure. I go to the cereal aisle and I see the boxes are getting smaller and everything's $9 for a box, that's how I know we used to be a proper country.
It's not fair. That one feels when you're like, when people talk about like a tax on the poor.
That's it, man.
Upcharging cereal is egregious. You cannot, okay? That's not okay. That's not fair.
I don't have anything left. All I have for my childhood is cereal, okay? If I want to eat Reese's Puffs, let me eat goddamn Reese's Puffs.
It's the one thing you give me. It's the one indulgence I should be allowed left when it's all said and done. And you're taking it away from me? How dare you as a country?
The 1% is doing this to us.
Well, this is, I mean, because they want to start the war. They want to start the poverty
wars. They do.
You know?
The poverty wars are coming. And cereal is the, oh, this is the canary in the coal mine, people. You got to be watching cereal prices. That's
what it's at. You got to know about it, because this is how they're going to get us against each other. It's going to be, they want it to start in the cereal aisles. You know, just two poor people look complaining about it. And then all of a sudden, they just fight, you know? It's just going to go down. And then from there, everyone thought it was going to be a race war. No. This starts over cereal, guys. This has everything to do about being poor. Has nothing to do with that. So it's tough, right? Like, I feel so strongly about cereal. But, let's be very clear. I am never going to be at a restaurant and order cereal.
Absolutely not. Right? I don't even do it at, if I'm at a hotel and they've got I'm not doing the cereal, no matter what.
If anything else,
I'm not doing the cereal.
I'll do the whack ass pastries there over the cereal.
Here's the
You know what I'm saying?
Nick, we've been fucked up though. Cause every time I see cereal as an option at a buffet or something, I'm like, fuck that. I'm gonna get my money's worth. I'm gonna go get an Eggs Benny or something. But if I want to get my money's worth, I should be stealing this cereal.
Yeah, this gold that they're just leaving in the tubs.
I should be loading my pockets with this thing. The only thing I'm investing in the future is Lego and cereal. Because those
only
are the
two
only
things that go up at the
always.
Rate of gold. The only things that appreciate at the rate of gold. I'm telling you. I've been saying this for years. Go back and listen to those episodes. I've been on this tip for a minute.
Well, here's the problem. Help me if I'm wrong, but both of these are not the best breakfast thing, right? I'm not happy here.
See,
with these choices.
With one, I am, and one, I'm not. So cereal, I do consider still to be a full breakfast because I can get decently full off of two good bowls. I think at this point, though, cereal has transitioned now outside of breakfast and is more of a snack, and it's more likely to be dinner than it is
breakfast.
I'm like, I don't have time in the morning to eat a full bowl of cereal. Like, that's going to take forever. But I can pour a bowl of cereal and put on some YouTube.
Yeah, I can do
you
that
know,
all day.
In the evening, if I'm looking around, I'm like, I'm not fucking cooking today.
I think my heart is going pastry because, again, if I'm in the situation where I go to visit my friend and he's really shitty and he takes me to a fucking pastry place, at least he takes me to a cereal place. We got issues.
You don't think, whoa. Step back. I need you to step back from that ledge, my friend.
I'm here.
Because I want you to rethink what you just said. Because the math is right, but the formula is wrong. Here's what you're missing. Imagine if I took you, because you're talking about me, so let's be clear.
Yeah.
Imagine I'm like, hey man, I got this new breakfast spot. It's going to be sick. And I take you to essentially the Willy Wonka of cereal. Because if you're going to make a cereal bar, let's be clear, you can't just have dusty ass hotel buffet looking motherfucker. Yeah. This thing better be decked out, lined up, tubes of all the cereals you could want. And you can go, you can mix up your cereals. They got all different types of milks. Mm-mm. They got all different types of add-ins.
You could go nuts.
You really.
I do not like this idea. No.
Why?
I need you to, as soon as this sounds like heaven. As soon as I see the cereal in the tubes, they can guarantee that it was fresh that day. My brain will not allow it. This is all 10-year-old cereal. No one's ever used any of it. I can't.
You have a thing about old. So if you couldn't see it freshly poured, you have this.
Yeah. As soon as you're like, and it's all you want. No. And also, I don't like to mix shit. So you can mix all these. I don't want. Just give me Cinnamon Toast Crunch and leave me alone.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I hear you. I got to go with cereal. Cereal has been too much of a homie for me not to ride for it.
I understand. I'm going pastry. I got to lock in pastry. I think it's an elevated cereal experience.
It's an elevated cereal. Yeah, I believe that was when they made croissants. They were like, hey, you guys, We've elevated the cereal experience. Please come over here. All right. Well, we will settle this the only way we know how. Once again, with the American voting coin of 2004. George Bush is facing up. John Kerry's on the bottom low seed. Still me with that 16 seed. I'm going George Bush again. That's a cereal boy. You can't tell me homeboy wasn't in like the war rooms just having a bowl of Frosted, you know?
Dude, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but he, every time one of our new episodes comes out, he listens to it while on his porch. He drinks lemonade and has a bowl of cereal. It's pretty wholesome. That.
Did you just see the flip? Because I flipped.
Yep.
It's Bush, George baby. Bush. That's my cereal
Here
boy.
We are.
Sorry, yeah, I should have waited until you were done. I apologize. I was just so excited.
Fine. I get it, man.
I felt the energy of the flip, and I was like, if I wait any longer, I'm going to get
the energy. Yep. You got it. Did it.
All right. Cereal. Gonna move on into that final four. And that is it for us, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want about chaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media. You can watch, well, just like Bush does, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro to music. If you want to hear more of their stuff, head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That's going to be it for us, folks. We got Group B coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.